Marion, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
How are we?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, getting there.
Feeling
waking
it?
Waking up, feeling it. Oh, definitely feeling it this morning.
Yeah?
But
even without your coffee.
I think I need one.
Yeah.
I think caffeine is the next order of business here in the studio this morning. I can see Barb having a giggle because her potion of choice is black tea with a dash of rum. That's always what she tells me.
It's a good way to start the day.
I think it's a great way to start
it's
a Saturday.
Bit of a kick.
Now, we've got some great events to get along to this weekend. What have we got?
Yeah, we've got a few bits and pieces for you this weekend. So, Ramadan food market.
Yes.
In Lakemba.
Yes.
So, my social media feed has been slammed with these food markets all of Ramadan, and today is your last day to get down.
I didn't realize it was the last day of Ramadan.
It's your last day.
So this is the last day to catch the market.
Yeah, Eid is tomorrow, and so this is your last chance to get down to Lakemba and get to the Ramadan food markets. So how it works, it starts from sunset.
Mm-hmm.
That's when people break their fast. That's the iftar.
Mm-hmm.
And the traditional way to start your breaking of the fast is with three dates, like Muhammad did.
Oh.
But there, other than the dates, there is so many other foods that you can get down there. From South Asian curried meats.
Yes.
To roti, like curried meats and rotis, Lebanese, Palestinian, Syrian, sweets, drinks. And for the more adventurous, there is some brains there as well.
Okay.
If you want to like do some things.
I can't. No, I see anything that is kind of those more exotic cuts of an animal tend to scare me off. Kidneys, brains, livers.
Oh, there'll be plenty of those.
Oh my goodness. Alrighty-o. So it's the last night tonight.
All the fun stuff. Yeah, last night tonight. And from what I hear, it doesn't really hit its stride until the small hours of the morning. So you can go from sunset all the way up to 4 a.m.
What?
And that is near the station on Haldon Street in Lakemba, and that's the Ramadan market.
Oh, my goodness. See, this sounds like my kind of place to be. Just food, good food, and in a cold night and some, like, curried foods. This is happy. So I don't prescribe to any religion, but I will get on board with any feast ever.
I mean, if you want, it's a good entry point to if you want to get involved.
I like it. This is fun. That's delicious.
How to get you.
The food. what else have we got going on?
We got Around the Outside, number 2, Lost.
Okay.
Which is our first draft in Woolloomooloo. So this is part of a series that they're doing there, which will be, this one will be exploring the ways, the power of being lost, hidden things, irrational things. And the day will feature talks and performances, looking into alternative cartography, queer resistance, and the supernatural.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to
be a pretty interesting day, and they're going to like really jump into it. And they're not
things that you often see together, queer resistance and the supernatural.
No.
I like it.
But it's going to be, I think it's going to work.
Yeah, I think it will work too.
Yeah, there's going to be a talk from Clancy Wilmot,
mm-hmm.
which is a postdoctoral teaching fellow in the human geography at the University of Manchester.
Ooh, that's a title?
Yes, it is. I'm like selectively choosing her title. Yeah. She's got a very impressive resume. But she's really interested in like cartographic theory.
Okay.
And digital mapping.
So cartographic. Maps.
She's really into maps.
I didn't want to ask because I thought that's something I should know.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, I mean, you should know. Read a book, Jess.
I know, right? Cartographic. All right, I'm terrible at maps, but they interest me to know where. I love looking at nice maps.
So she's just thinking about things in like digital, but this is like digital maps. So it's like thinking about things in like what maps mean to us now and how we're kind of looking at those things.
Cool.
Now.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Because it's such a big part of our lives.
Yeah, my gosh.
That's how I got here today.
All right, so there'll also be a couple of other performances.
Yeah, there'll be a new performance by Angela Goh, who is a performance artist who works in dance, and she's done things all around the world. And she kind of deals with like tropes of femininity and supernatural and dance and like brings it all together. she's really impressive and like really worth going down to go see her today.
So this is in Woolloomooloo.
It's in Woolloomooloo at First Draft, and it's on from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's all free.
I love a free event. You've got food, you've got free. I don't think we can top this, but we've got one more.
We got another free one and another art one.
Yay!
So we got the National, which is the big exhibition that's been on at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, MCA and Carriage Works, ends this weekend.
Oh.
And that kind of like celebrate, I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's celebrating a lot of emerging mid-career and established artists.
Okay.
From the all nice around Australia. Yeah.
Of everyone in different stages of their art career.
Yeah. And it's kind of like a snapshot of what's happening
at
in the
moment,
art world
in
the
Australia.
Moment. Yeah. But the event I have for you for this weekend is a performance by artist Claudia Nicholson titled All I Have Are Dreams of You at 3 p.m. on Sunday at Carriage Works.
Okay.
So, Claudia has put together a sawdust carpet.
Okay.
As a memorial to the Latina pop star Selena. I got to say this name right. Otherwise, people are going to be very angry. Selena Quintanilla.
Okay. So, a sawdust carpet.
Yeah. So, awesome. It's Quintanilla.
Okay.
There you go.
There
I
you
got
go.
There.
There we go.
Sorry. I'm really sorry to everybody listening. She was murdered in 1995, and there was a dedicated community of fans who really came together and grieved for her.
Okay.
And so this sawdust carpet is kind of a memorial to her and an homage to like all the things that she kind of touched on. And the performance will be this group of women, Spanish-speaking women, called the Starts Choir.
Okay.
And they'll perform two Selena songs, and they'll dance over the sawdust carpet and kind of like slowly destroy it as they dance over it. And it's really, really beautiful.
That's cool. That's a really cool concept.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's amazing, because then it'll be this very unique moment of building art, and then the final product will be amazing.
Something destroyed.
I love it.
Yeah, and that she did a performance earlier in the exhibition as well, and there was a video of it, and it looks incredible. Yeah, it really like quite moving, and you kind of see it slowly falling apart.
I love it.
It's really nice.
Okay, so that's on tomorrow, is it?
At 3 p.m.
Yep, at Carriage Works.
At Carriage Works, yeah.
Oh, there's some big events.
It's a lot going on.
Your pick of the bunch?
I'll go to La Kemba.
Yeah.
Go get that food.
I gotta
it's
say,
last chance.
Yeah, I gotta say that's my pick too. I cannot go past a lot of people getting together to eat good food.
And brains.
And see, no. I'm not going for the brains. I'll go
live
for
a little.
Go for the food, stay for the brains. That should be their catch cry. Come for the curry, stay for the brains.
Yeah.
But but see, then I've got the moral internal struggle of I have to get up at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning to come back and be here and have fun with everybody. So I'm gonna have to go right at sunset.
It's a hard life.
And move myself on. We'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.